Every once in a while, we use our studio as a music studio.
She was a good companion, eyes like the Grand Canyon. She was an American beauty.
That's me on mandolin jamming with Tennessee-born Drew Holcomb playing a cut, American Beauty, off his new album, Medicine. Drew and his band The Neighbors are currently headlining an American tour, festivals like Bonnaroo, and they started their own festival last year, Moon River Music Fest in Memphis. Memphis, music, and Holcomb's latest album, Medicine, they go together, he says, in a lifetime story of healing that he shared along with his sweet Tennessee singing voice.
I grew up in a Southern Christian family, and still in a lot of ways would identify myself in those ways, but the problem is so much of people's identity about being an American or being a, you know, their religious is built around fear. And, you know, so much from in my childhood, I realized the world I grew up in was built around fear of death and fear of hell. And so I think like our healthcare problems, a lot of times, like you look at, you know, some massive percentage of our healthcare spending is spent on the last like 18 months of life. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's, we just have this culturally, we have a massive fear of death. You know, I don't know, you know, everybody's different perspective on that, but I think if we let go of some of our defenses about America being the greatest country in the world, or people are coming in to take something away from us, you know, and like a great example, I think, of this, I have a friend and I grew up in high school with who moved out to the West Coast, and he's this staunch anti-immigration guy, you know, mm-hmm. and he's like, you don't know what it's like in LA. And I just said, what is the name of your city? You're not the first one. You are the immigrant to Los Angeles. You know, it was founded by Mexican Americans.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just so much obvious, like, point of view that's missing in a lot of our national dialogue.
You had wheelchair in your life.
I did. Yeah.
You know, my kids, you know, they're grown now. They're teenagers. But each one of them went through this experience of, like, you know, going outside in the world and coming back home and telling Dad, you know, Dad, there aren't a lot of wheelchairs out there. So when I meet somebody who had that experience in their life, it's interesting to me because it wasn't in my life when I was little.
Yeah. So my brother was born with spina bifida.
Uh-huh.
I was three at the time. His name was Jay. And he, lived a pretty amazing and three-dimensional life that was cut short due to some seizure brain kind of problems that happened when I was in high school. I didn't think about it at all when I was a kid. It was just part of my life. But then once he passed away, and then I went on to college, and some people found the story to be important and relevant. Other people didn't, you know, and it was very shocking to me that I thought that I had this special story, which I do think is a special story. But it made me look at it in more complex ways. But my favorite part of that experience was my parents. You know, we went backpacking as a family, and Dad would carry Jay, and we'd go camping, and, you know, and he did the ski thing where he figured out how to get him in one of those, like, seat deals where he could get out there. And more than anything, his goal was to give Jay a story to tell, you know, which was, I think, a real important thing for any kid, but especially a kid who's kind of on the outside.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
How's the meaning of that changed as you get older?
I think the older I get, if I'm honest, my brother becomes a little bit more of a tragic figure than he did when I was a kid. There was a certain kind of justification for his suffering that kind of through a religious perspective that rang really true for me in my younger years. And now I don't know if I'm sure about it anymore, you know. Regardless of kind of how I felt about it when I was 17 when he passed, and now as a 32-year-old and at 15 years, the biggest takeaway is that I loved him and I miss him. And I'm glad my parents engaged his life with a lot of energy and didn't feel sorry for themselves.
And enriched yours.
Absolutely.
Well, Drew, thanks so much.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in. Really a great time.
Goodbye came like the morning sun. She fired shots from a loaded gun. Wish I had held her longer. Wish I had held her longer.
Drew Holcomb's new album is Medicine. Our full studio session in CR4 you can hear at thetakeaway.org.